It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A star was born. And then that star died.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Kris Kristofferson, 88 years old. Yeah, probably one of the biggest things he was known for was A Star is Born.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of songs that you didn't even know he wrote that
True.
Other people sang. So, yeah.
True dat.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that. True dat.
I don't think you wrote that one.
True dat. Old Bab Streisand. I had to throw it in there somewhere. Legendary actor, country singer, songwriter Kris Kristofferson, known for A Star is Born. What year? What year, Greg?
I'm saying 76.
Right on, brother.
Is that right? Okay, yeah.
Yep. Representative confirmed star died peacefully at home in Maui. And his family said he's smiling down on all of us.
Oh,
that is nice.
That is.
All right. So anyway, he had quite the career, quite the life.
Yep.
Rest in peace. What else we got going on? Oh. Got a couple things, actually.
What you got?
What did you tell me I was supposed to do right away?
Well,
the contest?
It is October coming up.
Well, you know, Oktoberfest in Germany is like already happened, didn't it?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah,
I know.
It's like, we're in America. If you say October, we're going to do it in October.
It seems logical.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are some folks who do it up really big, though.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the World Equestrian Center?
I am.
It's so big that they can't fit it all in one Saturday.
That's huge.
It's the best party of the year. They're going to be doing October the 5th and October the 12th. And we just happen to have VIP tickets, baby. Good for all the fun, access to the VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings, and complimentary half-liter beer steins.
Nice.
With included first pour. All right.
There you go.
All you got to do is text FESTIVAL to 20357. FESTIVAL 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Anything else you need to know? And listen, tomorrow we'll have a different code word and a different opportunity for you to win, okay?
Nice. Winning is fun. We like winning.
Today's code word is FESTIVAL 20357. Got it? Everybody got it?
Got it.
Good.
If not, they'll call me and I'll tell them.
So, are we going to see a fair debate? Are we going to hear a fair debate tomorrow night? We're going to have it. We the Sky, we're going to carry that.
You mean fair as in will Walls like have the answers? Will Vance get fact checked? That kind of thing? Fair?
Yeah. Well, there's always a chance.
Okay.
I think CBS made it pretty clear they hate Donald Trump. I think they've made it pretty clear. CBS News, the latest network under the spotlight, as it prepares to host a vice presidential debate between Vance and Walls. And this is tomorrow night.
It's Nora, Satan's wife, O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I know it's terrible to say. I've never liked or trusted that woman. Never,
I considered her attractive, but not that evil. I wanted anything to do with her because, yeah, she has evil. A look where you know she would just literally rip your face off.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway.
Other than that, she's great, right?
Yeah, other than that, she's a sweetie pie. She's the outgoing host of CBS Evening News, but she'll still be doing this gig. And then they'll have Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan. And there's some scrutiny there. And there should be. I mean, well, we know they're all biased. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, you know, New York Times. And so, yeah, ABC took some heat, which they should have. That was ridiculous. Only fact-checking Trump?
Come on.
And they made, like, no bones about it. Like, that's the thing here is that, you know, I remember when politics, you know, you had a little shame. Like, you're a little, you know what I mean? When you got away with something, you're like, you didn't taunt or, you know. Here, they're like, oh, well, that was a deal going in.
Yeah.
What do you mean it was a deal going in? Who, did Trump sign off on that deal that you're only going to fact check me and not her? I don't think so.
No.
That was the deal you struck with Kamala. Mm-hmm. Well, right away, she's got an advantage, right? The network's past coverage suggests Vance, like Trump, may enter a one-against-three political showdown.
You think?
Yep. And if you want a little reminder of some possible kind of bias.
Yeah.
How about the... how about when Trump famously sparred with 60 Minutes veteran Leslie Stahl over the Hunter Biden laptop scandal just days before the election? Trump insisted at the time that then-candidate Joe Biden was in the midst of a scandal. He's not, Stahl gleefully replied. Of course he is, Leslie. No, come on, Stahl continued to reject the president's claim before lecturing him. Wow. This is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things that we can't verify.
Unreal.
CBS News eventually went on and verified the infamous laptop almost 2 years later. It was over a year.
Well, that amazing.
Over.
That was just
a year to verify it.
Yeah.
They had to be one of the last. I think they were one of the last.
They were holding on.
Entities to verify and say, oh, yeah, I guess it is Hunter's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, wow. They're shameless. Mm-hmm. It's scary. Let's see. Oh, when Hunter Biden initially accepted the plea deal with his father's DOJ, Brennan suggested that Republicans should move on from the growing controversy tainting the president, who at the time was seeking re-election. The deal has infuriated many congressional Republicans who were holding their own hearings. I wonder after this plea deal happens if you would advise your party to move on, Brennan asked then presidential candidate Chris Christie. Even Christie responded, no, I wouldn't.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's a couple of, you know, just why you'll have to take the way this thing is done with at least a grain of salt.
I'm thinking O'Donnell will turn into a pillar of salt, but I'm only hoping, that's all.
Don't look at her, or you will. For the past several years, among the biggest stars at CBS News have been Gayle King. Remember her?
Oh, Oprah's buddy.
A person with no other experience other than being Oprah's friend.
That's it. All you
lands
need.
A huge network gig.
Yes.
Now, I very rarely watched her, but I have to say, I thought she did okay.
She comes off well, yeah.
But
I'll give her that.
But, yeah. How tough is it to get that kind of opportunity if you're not best pals with Oprah?
Yeah, that's a good connection to have.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't there a word for that when you have an advantage over others?
There is.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't remember it.
You don't remember it right now. Let's see. Oh, Before joining the network, she donated a combined $9,000 to Harris's 2010 bid for California Attorney General.
Wow.
King's past support for the VP hasn't stopped CBS News from not only allowing her to repeatedly interview Harris over the 24 presidential campaign, despite the apparent conflict of interest, but also singing Harris's praises.
Aww.
When I hear people say, "I will vote for Kamala Harris because she is a black woman," she is so much more than that. She's so uniquely qualified to be president of this country.
Pardon me, I'm gagging. Really?
Yep.
Oh, she's unique, all right. Oh, yeah. She's special in a special sort of way. That's what she is.
CBS. Oof. Oh, yeah. We'll keep an eye on them.
Is it, we know what the BS stands for, but at least that's
right. My, oh, my. It's 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. I know I'll give you that code word at least one more time before 10. Listen for that. And you can get our podcast, you know. Very easy, 24/7. Just go anywhere where you normally get your podcast and click on subscribe. No cost. It's easy peasy. Even a caveman like me can do it. 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Morning.
Hey.
Here we are, making Mondays great. It's what we do. It's what we get paid the big bucks for.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bob Rose, Greg Cassidy, cashing in, brother.
Yeah. Well, we have a good time.
Yeah, in our dreams. It is 9:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Helene, at least 90 dead. That is going to go higher today. Unfortunately, it's just the nature of what was an incredible beast. A Cat 4 that has just wreaked so much damage. Who would have thought, like, North Carolina is going to get severely damaged by something coming in the Gulf of Mexico? I mean, I know things have happened before, but not like this.
Yeah, looking at Asheville, because a lot of folks are talking about that. Obviously, it's very hilly, so depending on terrain and where you live, you're okay or you're not. But that whole area, Biltmore Village, which is kind of the area there before you go into, you know, to go see.
It's on the outskirts,
Yes, it's kind of like still part of Asheville town. Uh-huh. You've got a lot of water sitting in those buildings. It's not pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what about the Biltmore itself? The big.
It should be fine, from what I understand, from everything I've seen. But
okay,
yeah,
that's one of the first elevators ever installed.
Yeah,
and it's still the original ones in there.
It's a cool.
It is a great tour if you've never been.
But if you go, definitely spend the couple of bucks or whatever it takes to do the kind of the automated
the audio one.
The audio, so you carry a little thing that tells you as you get to each room what it is, because you really learn a whole lot more.
It's been
a
while since I've been there, because I remember they handed me like this 8-track tape. It was kind of weird.
Audio. It has been a while since.
Click, clunk.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
The strike by workers at ports from Texas to Maine is going to just hammer, apparently, U.S. farmers, and it's just going to hammer our economy overall.
Yeah.
We don't need another hit right now. This is definitely going to have an impact on agriculture, says Kip Thom, former ambassador to the UN. And unionized dock workers in the International Longshoremen's Association, 45,000 members at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports, may go on strike tomorrow if an agreement isn't reached by the end of the day today. Issues include wages and automation at ports. A strike would have a domino effect on container availability, storage, rail, truck cargo, as well as food supply. They're not going to process more chickens because they don't have them sold or they don't have a place for them to go. They're a perishable item. We could get into beef, pork, and dairy at the same time. So it just backs up the entire supply chain. It comes back to the farmer. What happens is the market prices go down because you get excess inventory coming to the marketplace. An analysis was done by J.P. Morgan, estimated a strike would cost the U.S. economy up to $5 billion a day.
Whoa.
A day.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that part.
No.
Wow.
No, that is huge. Well, I mean, ag's a huge part of our, you know, economy. Net income for U.S. agriculture is forecast to fall more than 27% or $55.61 billion from 2022. Wow. Since the beginning of the year, the harvest price of major crops traded on Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Intercontinental Exchange have fallen by an average of 21%. Wow. All right. So this strike would not be a good thing for a lot of folks, including farmers. So hopefully they'll figure out what it is they need to do. But they're pushing for the automation. But didn't we talk about this, that the vast majority of those cranes and the automation comes from China? Mm-hmm. And that's not a good thing. And they did the same thing they do in other areas. They came in and subsidized the cost of those things that made them the cheapest buy. So everybody bought them. And what happened to all the other crane companies? They went, bye-bye.
Yeah. We've seen that pattern a lot.
Yep. Trump having a little fun.
Yeah.
Poking at Biden.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was talking about golf. In a speech from Erie, Pennsylvania, Sunday, Trump imitated Biden playing golf. Biden's claims that used to drive an 18-wheeler. Remember that, when he said that? Trump went on, he goes, yeah, he said he used to fly jets, too. If pilots came in, I used to fly jets. If truckers came in, I used to drive a truck. The worst of all, though, was when he said, I want to play him in golf. He wants to play me in golf, Trump said. You ever see him play? And then Trump proceeded to imitate him playing golf. Mm. And Trump, but I'm a good golfer, Trump added. He said, I want to play him in golf. I'll give him 3 strokes aside. I said, can you believe this? The guy can't play. He never could. By the way, 30, 40 years ago, he couldn't play either.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's good.
He said he would do something for charity. He previously challenged Biden to be part of a debate in an 18-hole golf match, offering to donate $1 million to any charity if Biden won. Former president added that he would give Joe Biden 10 strokes aside in that one.
Wow.
That's
challenge not accepted. By Joe Biden.
Well, yeah. I mean, he might not clearly remember getting invited.
Well, that could be too. Possibly.
And, I mean, come on. They've already pretty much put him out to pasture.
you kind of forget he's still the president. And then every once in a while, they roll him out, you know, and he makes a speech or says he's supposed to potentially show up in Florida, I think is the way they phrased it, if it's not going to be a disruption. And I get that. I understand that because it can be when presidents show up.
Oh, a disruption for Florida.
Yes,
or the other disaster areas. His best thing to do would be to fly over, honestly.
Uh-huh.
And the easiest.
Yep, and that way you're not on the ground dealing with all the security, getting in their way, because they're just trying to work.
I mean, yeah, what roads are you going to go down? What are you going to do? Yeah, you're right. You would just make a mess of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just fly over it, and then talk about it afterwards, and say it's a state of disaster or whatever in the following areas.
And then help out. Get FEMA on board and do your thing. Yep.
Yeah, and it's not like he's running for office.
No.
In fact, that might be one of the reasons why they don't want him walking around and walking and talking.
Well, he could fall and hurt himself, too.
Or he could open his mouth and accidentally jab Kamala.
Accidentally?
You've proven
it's probably not an accident, I think.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's done it. He's done it before. He's going to do it again.
He will.
Look. His ego is as big as it's ever been.
Yes.
8:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, I'm going to give you the code word to text to win tickets for the Equestrian Center. Yeah, big event. I'm going to give it to you now. Festival. Text it to 20357. Festival. To 20357. Good luck. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just trying to get through Helene, the aftermath, and death and destruction, frankly.
Yeah.
Not good. I did it kind of quickly. I want to make sure that you get the code word for today so that you're in the running for a pair of VIP tickets for the biggest, best World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest VIP party. And it is going on Saturday the 5th and Saturday, October the 12th. Yep, it's going to be big. But you'll have access to all kinds of VIP stuff, including a beer stein. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Festival is the code word. Text FESTIVAL to 20357, message and data rate supply, and then we'll give you another code word tomorrow. So pay attention. And we're paying attention, too, by the way, to what's going on in the Caribbean, the Gulf, those areas, and could be a little smatter, a little something-something going on.
We're watching.
We're going to watch. We're going to keep an eye on it. We're burned out. We're not ready to start talking about it yet. But tomorrow we'll take another look. I mean, obviously we'll be looking at it the whole time. But I mean, tomorrow we'll talk about it a little bit more. What could be stirring up? Did you see some of the pictures out of North Carolina?
Yes, awful.
Absolutely awful. I saw where a bunch of like trash and stuff, debris, right? And you look at the picture, and you're like, wow, that's like, you know, in front of somebody's house or something. That looks like a decent amount. But then you look around and you realize within the midst of it, a U-Haul truck looks tiny.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that was
great.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those rivers running wild, taking everything with it. They're calling it unprecedented tragedy. And
although I have to say, though, it is a tragedy, but they're also making it, the lefties, trying to make it tied into the whole climate change thing. Because the reality is, 1916, Asheville basically was underwater. A lot of these things they didn't happen for the first time now, but it's kind of like they want to make it look like. But it is bad, and it is bad in a lot of areas that maybe haven't been hit this bad before.
Now, maybe it's what I'm watching or not watching, but I haven't seen a lot of that agenda push in this particular thing this time.
Because you got to look at the history, and they don't bring that up.
No. So I'm saying I haven't seen their agenda. In other words, blaming climate change as much as it seems like they used to do with every single event.
Sometimes they avoid the word.
Yeah.
But by calling it unprecedented, like it's never happened before.
Yeah.
It has happened before.
Yes.
So I think they're just getting more creative on this.
I think, and people are like kind of over it as an issue.
Oh, I know.
Frankly.
I agree.
And
we are, but.
And so, I think that they're getting not much return on their propaganda.
But it doesn't take away from the devastation that's there. No, no. You know, you talk about that. We talk about the lakes. They're just filled with lumber from the trees. You look at the water. You look at in Tennessee, the highways that just chunks are missing. You can't drive through there.
No.
It's awful.
No. I mean, when bridges are gone, there's going to be difficulty for a long time to come. Sunday morning, North Carolina National Guard activated more than 500 soldiers and airmen, more than 200 vehicles and aircraft, including hoist and emergency aviation assets, as well as high water response vehicles. They completed 16 air missions. It resulted in the rescue of 119 citizens and 11 pets. Our National Guard air assets have identified people on the ground, utilized social media and emergency calls to locate, identify, and evacuate citizens of Western North Carolina. That coming from the National Guard in North Carolina, said the single mission saw the rescue, the largest one, saw the rescue of 41 people north of Asheville. Our air assets have moved more than 34,000 pounds of cargo, including food, water, medical supplies to distribute. In the past 48 hours, we've been augmented by personnel and air assets from Connecticut, Maryland, Ohio, Iowa, Florida, South Carolina, and Pennsylvania. The Black Mountain Police Department issued an alert Sunday evening that the Bay Tree Dam was checked, and it was all clear because that was one they were very, very concerned about. Yep.
You know, another takeaway on this, just to remind people of something that you have been kind of saying for a long time when it comes to the election. Vote early because you never know what can happen. Now, think of this were election weekend, this past weekend, or if this was election day today, or whatever. I mean, how much disruption would there be? How much electric is out? How many polling stations aren't there? This is a good reminder of why Bob keeps telling you something could happen when it's time to vote. Vote early.
Yeah, vote early. Don't wait. I know traditionally we like day of voting, that Tuesday, first Tuesday in November, but
not this year.
No, you got to get it done. Get in there and get it done.
Yep.
All right. Actor Zachary Levi starred in the Shazam movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a huge, know a lot about it, but he has endorsed Donald Trump.
Interesting.
Saying he believes Trump is a candidate who can successfully take back this country. And he moderated a panel of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard at Reclaim America tour stop on Saturday in Dearborn. He had endorsed RFK Jr. early in the cycle because the candidate embodied his own distrust of government and unscrupulous corporations.
Mm.
So
good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a common story. He says, my parents were Kennedy Democrats and then turned into Reagan Republicans.
Wow.
And they taught me to have a healthy level of distrust for the government and a healthy level of distrust for industry that runs amok.
Interesting perspective there.
Yeah. For somebody who's, from Hollywood.
Yeah, but you shared the other news earlier this morning about some folks on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Emmett Smith.
Yeah. Athletes for Kamala. Come on. Ugh. Disappointing. We knew it, but still disappointing.
Maybe it's athletes' feet for Kamala. Or is it athlete's foot?
I don't know. I thought it was
usually if you get it on one, you get it on the other.
I thought it was going to be a fetish or something there for a minute. I wasn't sure what you were talking about when you're talking about Kamala.
Wow.
I didn't know. I'm just asking.
Mom, no. Greg's getting naughty.
No, Greg's just asking questions.
Greg's inquisitive. That's what happened when he got caught with his first Playboy.
Oh,
I was just inquisitive, Mommy.
It's getting deep now. Getting deep. But that was disappointing, wasn't it? Just a little bit. When Emmett would actually come out and say, "Yeah, let's vote for Kamala." You're like, "No,
yes, it
do
is.
It quietly, please. Don't tell everybody."
Oh, because we just don't understand. But they don't understand us either. They want to study us like Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Like what makes them tick? They just love these guns and. mm-hmm. and they love this this deity, this God thing.
This country. Oh, wait a minute.
Republican Idaho Governor Brad Little, big time cheering on Boise State University women's volleyball team after they said, no, we're not going to play. They had a team from San Jose State come in, and apparently Jose wanted to play. Get it? San Jose? Yeah. Somebody who was born a male. They had kind of quietly put him on the team way back in April. Well, they got wind of it at Boise State and said, no, we're not good with that. We're worried about and concerned about the safety of our women athletes. And the governor had signed legislation in 2023 that bans boys who identify as girls from using girls' restrooms in public schools. They also signed another piece, Defending Women's Sports Act. Biological males have physical differences that give them an unfair advantage when competing with women and girls in sports. And yeah, there's also the issue of hurting someone. Yeah, I know that you say, well, volleyball, I mean, yeah. Well, apparently, the spike of a male player is much more intense. And what could hit the female skull with such a velocity, and they can't take that kind of punishment to begin with. So yeah, when they get hit like that, there have been women who have been hurt some seriously by exactly that. So and it's just logical. The people who are pushing it the other way, I don't know what their thinking is. Yeah, everybody should have a chance to play sports and all that, but if you have to realize that if you want to be a different gender than what you were born, then there at some point there'll be a certain amount of sacrifice that you have to make and you should be willing to make. And if, you know, not playing sports is part of that, then that kind of comes with that territory. But no, want to fight it anyway. We've seen, you know, state records and all that stuff be erased by people that were born male competing with women. It just doesn't make sense. But one of the top headlines and top stories that I've been talking about other than Helene is that information has come out about some of the numbers, and apparently Joe Biden's administration is allowing up to 650,000 criminal migrants and suspects into the U.S. But wait, this includes at least 13,000 migrant murderers, not potential murderers, murderers. They committed murder, and they got into this country. And it was catch and release. They're in here. They're free. Not even an ankle bracelet. Nothing. And they're murderers. Is that crazy? How can you defend that? And I wonder, I'm sure that'll be, well, I don't know if they'll use this exact story, but I hope then Vance is able to bring it up in the vice president debate.
Yeah.
Which is tomorrow night, 9:00, and we will carry it live here on the Sky. But yeah, J.D. Vance needs to find a way to put that in there.
It's going to be interesting because Vance is really good, and he's one of those guys you're not going to pin him down. You can't mislead him. You can't try to change topics on him. But considering who the moderators are, it's going to be an interesting scenario.
Well, it'll be, you know, another one of those three-on-one scenarios, yep, like we saw in the presidential debate, mm-hmm, unfortunately. But I still feel, even with those odds, he'll be able to hold his own.
I think so.
And CBS has said that they're not going to do the fact-check thing, as far as I know.
I've heard, I don't think that's an issue. But again, in letting them respond, and then, yeah, it depends how they control the scenario, I think.
I mean, you know, yeah, when David Muir, I mean, they engaged and got involved way more than what I would consider the role, yes, of a moderator.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they need to do, is they need to roll back and be, I don't know, almost, I guess the word I'm looking for, almost like studious, like treat it like it is actually like a college debate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't moderate those debates and put your finger on the scale. I mean, nobody would allow for that. They'd say no, because in college or high school, the debate is a debate team. It is a competition. So, you can't just stick your finger on the scale and go, yeah, and your argument, holds weight. Right. And blah. It's like, no, and nobody asked you either.
Mm-mm. And I don't like not having an audience. It's so sterile feeling,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't like that either. Even if I know they can't respond, there's the candidates get energy from that, and that makes it more interesting. You can tell Trump was bored, in a couple of his
appearances. He was, and I think he was just like, here we go again with the same lying rhetoric.
Yep.
But, I mean, they can't tell the truth. They won't win with that. Yeah. Like, so I guess they're better off lying, maybe.
Yeah.
It is time for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. We call it Things That Make You Smile. And it's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So call in now. Positive, upbeat thoughts. You can do it. 877-975-9825. Call now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. That is what we do during Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And let's go to Tim. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Good morning. It's Tim Martin. I just wanted to let everybody know we set up two hurricane relief drop stations, one at the Republican office in Gainesville at 1722 Northwest 80th Boulevard, and one at Easton Sports Complex in Newberry. We're going to collect all week and then head over to probably Dixie County on Saturday morning. So if you've got anything, you got to donate, please bring it by the office or out to Easton. We appreciate everybody's help in the listing area. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your help of taking on that task.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and they could use baby items, non-perishable foods, water, pet food, blankets, clothing, protein powder, tarps, gasoline, two-stroke oil. And, you can bring it either to the Easton Sports Complex in Newberry or the REC, where they have an office on 80th Boulevard in Gainesville. And they'll be there during regular working hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Saturday, they're going to head to the coast. People are more than invited to go, to help, to do whatever they can. There might be some need for some trucks, trailers, and stuff like that, mm-hmm. too. Get in touch with Tim directly for that. I might as well give out his phone number. It is 352-474-1022. So spread the word. Bring the neighbors. Get everybody together.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, if you were one of those that's so fortunate that you didn't have to deal with a lot of the stuff that a lot of these others are, hey, what a great time to kind of get out there and be helpful.
Yeah, it's making me smile that, well, I kind of got out of doing some of the dirty work. Betsy went over to visit her sister in St. Petersburg, and she had substantial water in her house. Total loss as far as the inside furnishings.
Wow.
And floors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all going to be gone. But I got to take time out to see my little grandbaby, Thomas.
Look at you.
Got to hold him for a long time.
Nice.
Got to play with him. And I got to hear him cry a little bit. He's got some pretty good lungs.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the future in broadcasting.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, and that is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on for that.
Your state forester and the ad council.
Dana Lash.
The problem is that the government won't stop spending.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And telling everyone, we're going to give you $25,000 for a house. That's going to make it even worse.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The Minnesota Police Department has reported that Leslie Vera, a native of Somalia, was sworn in on Thursday as the department's first non-citizen officer. She was seen swearing in wearing a hijab over her head as she took the oath of office and received her badge. The police chief, Brian O'Hara, was quick to say, hey, there might be people who question it, but that's completely ridiculous. She's been essentially here her whole life, absolutely entitled to protect her community. Really? So does that mean she gets to vote, too? Uh-huh. And that is your smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot, GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family and all those affected by Helene. Take care and see ya.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.